My granny's, Abner. I believe that's Irene.
I don't, Islam. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Mabel Melrose, the war bond contest winner, turned out to be an aspiring painter in search of the simple rural life rather than a scheming partner in crime with Squire Skimp. She thinks all artists must live in garrets, so Lum has talked Abner into renting her his attic. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows cleaning out the attic of the Peabody residence.
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, don't sweep so hard. You're sweeping all that dust right in my face.
Well, I got to sweep it summer's long. Ain't hardly room up here in this attic to do nothing at all.
Well, open the window and let some of that dust outside.
The window's open right now.
Oh! That, blame it, every time I straighten up, I hit my head on that ceiling.
Well, here, stand over here in the center of the attic more long. The ceiling's higher here. You're going to have yourself beat to death on that thing.
Yeah, dreams. Maybe we ought to get some quilts and pad that ceiling.
Pad it?
Well, I don't want Miss Melrose to go bumping her pretty little head every time she turns around up here.
And I don't see what she wants to live up here for in the first place. That's the silliest one idea I ever heard in my life.
It ain't silly, no such a thing. Artists are supposed to live in attics. She's an artist, ain't she?
She's a little touched, too, if you want my opinion.
She ain't touched, and nobody wants your opinion.
Living up in an attic, starving herself.
Abner, I don't want to mow your remarks about Miss Melrose. She's a wonderful woman. She's brainy and intelligent, too. And on top of that, she's my dream girl.
Dream girl?
Yes, sir.
Man, your dream girl better not walk around up here then where there ain't no floor and stick her foot through that plaster there. Elizabeth, I'll change your dream girl into a nightmare.
Well, don't worry. She won't do that. Her dainty little foot couldn't break through no plaster, no ways.
Well, maybe not, but don't forget, Lum, she's fastened onto that dainty little foot, too. How much does she weigh, anyway?
Oh, she's just a little bitty thing.
Oh, yeah.
Dungy, she don't weigh more than 120 pounds.
How much?
Well, 30 then, maybe.
30?
40 in her stocking feet.
In her stocking feet?
Yes, sir.
Well, ain't she got no shoes? Did she lose her 17 stamp?
Well, of course she's got shoes. Well, like they got 2 or 3 pairs of them. She's rich, you know.
Well, what's she doing running around in stocking feet for then? She trying to sneak up on somebody?
No.
Dog Islama, I told you that woman was hitched. A rich woman like her running around town without no shoes on.
Abner, she don't go around town that way. She wears shoes same as anybody else.
What you said...
That was just an expression. Means you weigh less without your shoes than you do with them on.
Well, natural. Anybody knows that, Lum. Of course, she must have looked awful silly going into Ed Beckley's drugstore and taking off her shoes before she gets on that weighing machine.
Well, she never done that.
Well, how does she know how much she weighs without her shoes on then?
For goodness sake, she don't know exactly how much she weighs with them or without them.
She don't?
No.
I thought you said she was brainy. Here, she don't even know what she weighs.
Damn it, you don't hash up, I'm...
Again, huh?
Yeah, we've got to raise that ceiling or something. I'm going to knock myself silly here.
Well, we ought to rope off part of this attic anyway, Lum, so as Miss Melrose don't walk off the edge of the floor there and poke her foot through the plaster.
Abner, will you forget that?
Well, Lum, I don't want to have plaster falling all over me downstairs. That costs money having something like that patched up.
Listen, Abner, Miss Melrose ain't going to go through the plaster, so just get that idea out of your mind right now.
Lum, any woman that don't know how much she weighs won't know no better than to step off the end of a
Abner, do you want to get whopped on top of the head?
No, I don't believe
it. All right, then. Hush up. And help me move this trunk out of here.
Well, now, wait a minute, Lum. Now, we can't move that out of here. That thing's too heavy to move.
Well, we got to move it. Miss Melrose will need a lot of room to do her painting.
Well, Lom, there ain't no place to move the trunk to in the first place.
There ought to be some place if I could just think.
I don't know where we could put it, but if we put it out there in the barn and slid the best favorite trunk, she wouldn't want to do that, I know.
A splitting headache, I know that from hitting that ceiling so many times.
Well, I ain't surprised you've been acting like a trapped drummer on that thing all day, just bouncing back and forth there.
I know what I'm going to have all the hair knocked off the top of my head, I know that.
Well, just watch it now. Look before you raise up that away.
Reckon we can put the trunk down in your bedroom where we'll put them other boxes, old junk.
No, sir, no, sir. If we move one more thing downstairs, Lon, it'll get so crowded that me and Elizabeth will have to move up here to Miss Melrose.
Oh, no, you won't.
We will, Donnie.
No, sir, she wants to be alone so she can concentrate on her thinking.
Well, now, Lon, we ain't going to move that trunk out of here. I can tell you that right now. Elizabeth's going to skin me alive for moving all that other stuff we done moved downstairs.
Well, I can't help that. We got to make more room up here. She's got to have room for her easel.
Easel? Yes. All right, doggies, now, just a minute. She ain't going to keep no animals up there, Lom. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, for goodness
sake. I ain't going to stand for it. I just won't have it. Doggies, it's bad enough having her sticking her foot through the plaster and making big holes in our bedroom ceiling, but I ain't going to have no animals falling through the holes and landing on me while I'm sleeping. Just forget about it.
Wait, Mom. Now, let me explain.
No, sir, no, sir. I ain't going to listen to nothing. The deal's off. Just quit right where we're at. She can just find herself some other attic to live
in. Now, just a second.
No,
you got this all wrong. All painters have easels.
I don't care if they do.
Well, wait now. And the easel is a three-legged affair that holds the picture while she's painting on it.
It does?
Yeah.
Well, I'll admit that is a pretty good trick. But I don't care how many tricks she's got it trained to do, Lon. I ain't going to have no animals up here, and that is final.
Well, Ab, I said it was a three-legged...
Now, don't try to work on my sympathies, Lon. No, sir, don't try to do it. I'm sorrowful if that little feller's just got three legs, but I ain't going to have him living up here in this attic.
Ab, I'm trying to tell you there ain't no animal.
Huh?
An easel is a three-legged frame. It's made out of wood, and the picture just sits on it.
Oh.
You saw them sitting in parlors with big gold frame pictures sitting on them.
Is that what an easel is?
Why, sure.
Oh. Well, then, what kind of an animal is it that she wants to drag up there?
Oh, for goodness sake.
I'll tell you, Lon, if Elizabeth ever comes up there...
Abner, Miss Melrose ain't going to bring no animals of no kind up here. Can't you get that through your thick head?
Are you sure she ain't?
I'm positive she ain't.
Doggy, it's just a good thing for her. She changed her mind.
She never changed her mind. She never had no idea
she
to do it in the first place.
Yes, she did, Lon. Don't try to stick up for her. I hear what you said. Doggy, that'd make Elizabeth mad in a wet hand. I had a hard enough time talking that woman of mine into renting this attic to Miss Melrose as it was, Lon. Now, if I got to go back and tell her we're renting half of it to a batch of animals up there.
We ain't renting it to no animals. We got that all settled once.
Doggy, it's just a lucky thing for us that we did. I know that.
I don't see what you got your dander up so much over
there. Well, I don't like animals in the house. I've got a dog, but Elizabeth won't let him come in the house. You know her, Lon. She just won't stand for it.
Well, she ain't got no animals.
Yeah.
You're going to make $10 a month out of the deal. It's all clear profits for you.
Well, might be, might not be. Take more than $10 to patch up all them holes you're making our bedroom ceiling stepping through.
Are you back on that subject again?
Well, Mom, that was the first thing that Elizabeth said when I brung up this attic out of. She said, why, no! Can't have nobody living up there. They walk where ain't no floor and break right through into our bedroom. That's what she said.
How many times I have to tell you she ain't going to do no such a thing as that? Miss Melrose has got too much sense to do anything like that.
Yeah, I don't know. I wouldn't put it past her. Woman that wastes her time painting pictures and training animals to hold them up for after she gets them done, Lon.
Now, listen, Abner.
Runs around in her stocking feet, don't even know what she weighs. Don't try to tell me.
One more remark like that, Mr. Peabody, and I'm going to throw you right down them stairs. I don't care if they are yours.
My doggy, you might as well just throw me down through the plaster. It's going to get full of holes anyway. Save the stairs.
Well, Janie's, I've had enough. Me and you are undissolving partnerships. The firm of Edwards and Peabody is hereby broke up. Quit. Stopped. I'm all through having dealings with you or anybody else in the future. You understand?
Now, wait just a minute now, Lon.
I'm hereby unsolving our co-chairmanship of the Pine Ridge War Savings Staff, too.
Huh?
You can sell bonds your way, and I'll sell them my way. We'll run two separate campaigns.
Well, now, wait just a minute now.
We've come to the forking of the roads, Abner. You take the right turn and I'll take the left. No, I'll take the right and you take the left.
Well, I don't want to go to Cherry Hill.
Cherry Hill?
That's where that left road goes.
It don't. That ain't the road I'm talking about.
No, sir, I go the right. I won't go no way.
Suppose we go in the other direction. The right road goes to Odin.
Oh, well, I'll take that. But we ought not to arms our partnership, Lum. Now, just wait a minute. Sit down. Now, this talk is over.
I don't want to talk it over.
Well,
I've listened to enough of your nonsense.
Well, I'll tell you. I'm sorry if I got you upset over what I said. I never meant to do it, Lum.
Well, you did get me upset.
Well, I'm sorry. I was just trying to tell you that it's dangerous for her to be walking around up there where there ain't no floor. Well, and it's dangerous for us sleeping underneath there, too, Lum.
Well, do you apologize?
Well, all right. I apologize for that.
I accept your apology. Oh, don't squeeze my hand so hard.
I'm sorry.
You made up that friendly.
I'm sorry, though.
You see that you don't ever say nothing about my dream girl putting her foot through the plaster again.
All right. Cross my heart.
Forget
right
the hole.
Yeah, I won't say it again.
Now, you can help me figure out where to move this trunk.
Oh, well, let's see. So good. I wish we didn't have to move it downstairs, Mom. Couldn't we just push it back over here somewhere?
All right, we'll try.
Yeah, come on, we'll put it right over here. Help me.
Don't go so fast. I'm walking back up here.
All right. See, if we put it right there, it'll keep Miss Melrose from stepping through the plaster.
What'd you say?
Nothing, Mom. I just meant that.
I thought I told you not to mention that again.
All right,
You're insulting Miss Melrose's intelligence is what you're doing. Anybody with half sense has got more sense than to walk on the floor where there ain't no boards. Now, be careful.
Hey, look out, Mom. Look out there. Long.
Well, don't just stand there. Here, give me a hand, Abner.
Huh?
Get me up out of this hole before I fall clean through to the bedroom.